The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
In the last few months, we've been asking writers, fiction writers and poets who have published their work in The New Yorker, to take us to their favorite places. Ian Lee drove us to a historic cemetery. Jonathan Franzen took us to a fragrant cow pasture to watch birds. When we asked the poet Rita Dove to take us to her favorite place, she barely had to leave the house.
So here we are on a beautiful spring day in Charlottesville, Virginia, just outside of the city, and yet it feels like we're in the middle of the country. Off to our right is really, really a beautiful view. It's a rolling hill that goes down toward a lake, and there are trees on either side of the lake, and yet there's still a sense of openness. And I will walk from the house across this open deck and walk over to the dance space. When I enter the dance space, it never fails to just put me at peace. The dance space it's a large space. It's about 2,000 square feet, so that's quite a big space. But you need that kind of space if you're going to do some of the sweeping dances like foxtrots or waltz. The story of the space begins in 1998. Lightning struck our house, and it burned down. Now, in the ensuing weeks, we were actually, I thought, recovering quite nicely until we had to go get clothes, because we had no clothes. And so the first day I walked into a store and realized I had to start from the absolute ground up, I burst into tears and left. I couldn't do it. But the neighbors kind of banded together and decided that we needed distraction. And so they bought us tickets to a dinner dance that was happening that weekend, about 7 days after the fire. And it was a semi-formal affair, so they said, you have to buy a semi-formal dress. So the very first conscious thing that I bought was actually an evening gown, which just seems kind of bizarre, but it actually helped me get over that hump. And off we went to this dance. And when we went to the dance, we saw people doing ballroom and waltzing by, and I said, I always wanted to do that. And one of our neighbors said, well, why not? Let's do it. And so she signed up four other couples from the neighborhood for a free introductory lesson to a ballroom course. We were the only ones who really stuck with it, and we've stuck with it ever since. That was actually the beginning of this space, because as we danced more and more, we realized we didn't have any space to do it in. Our house was being rebuilt. We were bouncing around in a rental house. We would practice in the basement, and we didn't have enough room. And I think that we were still, both of us, but we were imbued with that sense of, do it now. Who knows what will happen? And we realized that we wanted to build a dance space. This is a poem, the very first poem I wrote after the fire, Foxtrot Fridays. Thank the stars there's a day each week to tuck in the grief, lift your pearls and stride, brush, stride, quick, quick with a heel ball toe. Smooth as Nat King Cole's slow satin smile, easy as taking one day at a time, one man and one woman, rib to rib, with no heartbreak in sight. Just the sweep of paradise and the space of a song to count all the wonders in it. My husband and I are night people. We do work at night. I write at night. I write from like midnight to six, if given my, you know, druthers. So that at midnight or 11 o'clock or so, I would start writing and working. And by 3 a.m., I needed a break. It's like lunchtime. And so we would come out and practice and do something and dance for about an hour. And then we would have dinner, which sounds bizarre to have dinner at 5 a.m., but hey.
Rita Dove, in the dance space she built at her home in Charlottesville.